And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, I love the Father, I love the Son, I love the Holy Spirit, I love the Word, I love prayer, I love my brothers and sisters. I love grace, I love mercy, I love truth, I love faith, I love divine justice. But one thing that mankind is terrible at is using their wrath to claim divine justice. Just happened yesterday. They justify their sinful actions and approvals in the Lord's name. That's the real method of taking the Lord's name in vain. It's not the swearing. It's the doing in his name that has nothing to do with him. Ooh. Next, here is an Old Testament goodie we're going to look at. We're going to look at Zephaniah. Let's be honest, you're probably not hearing that many messages from Zephaniah. In fact, most of you might think that's not even a book. It is. And no, it's not Zechariah, it's Zephaniah. We examine an important element that's commanded in the Old Testament, which translates into the New Testament, and it gives us insight on how to draw closer to the Lord, and there's nothing more important than that. And finally, God will never give you more than you are able to handle. Wrong answer. Yes, he will, simply so that you become more dependent on him. He won't give you more than you can endure with him. Let's not play the Christian walk, but live the Christian walk. Whenever it goes beyond us, which does seem fairly often, this is when God calls us to greater truth, greater faith, and greater surrender. We can do it!
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, oh. You come on the Sunday, you might hear a Yiddish joke. I don't know, maybe. But there's so much more. Hey, just remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 8483. Or you can call us. Yep, you can do that too. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that phone call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
All right, talking to Dynamite D is just like heading into the weekend. There you go. We do some weird stuff.
We like that one, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, here's the bottom line to the whole thing. Ready? Okay. Any topic is open. I mean, we'll talk about it. If it's in flow, we'll stick with it. If it's a question, we'll answer it. We'll do the best we can. If it's biblical, we'll center on it a little bit more because we have a little bit more anchorage in that realm.
A little bit more leeway.
Yeah, well, you can use scripture to examine and evaluate and understand how to approach and move forward in the Lord, okay? And that's what you definitely want to be doing on an everyday basis. But maybe you've got something, you just got like a general question, you know, like why don't Baptists and Pentecostals seem to get along, which, by the way, is less and less true as things get worse and worse in society. We're just like, yeah, who do you think set that up? Anyway, the point being, maybe you've got a praise report, something's going on, and you're like, you know what? I just want to share this. Or I just got this going on. I want more people praying with me. My faith is here at a 5. I need some people that's got faith at a 7, 8, 9. Let's put it all together. There'll be a lot more numbers. Let's just do it. Let's do it before the Lord. Or maybe you have an answer to a trivia question. Now, I'm going to do my best to help you on this one because it's not necessarily the normal easy one, but I am going to kind of help you. Yesterday, we had a trivia question about somebody who Jesus said, or the scripture says, made this comment, Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, that's going to be the same answer for this trivia question. Which disciple did Jesus see sitting under a fig tree? Same answer as that other one. Same person who said, Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Of course, the response was, come and see, but that's not the point. That's the trivia question if you think you know the answer. And this is just telling me if you're listening because we actually gave this answer yesterday. 972, it's like a class, right? You get a quiz. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? Trivia questions being asked. Somebody's ready to answer it. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Steven.
Hello, Steven. How are you, friend? Are you doing good?
I'm doing fine. It's a little warm outside. Somebody forgot to turn on the air conditioner.
You're now going to turn on the air conditioner at 2 o'clock? You're killing me.
No, I'm talking about the air conditioner outside. Oh. Somebody forgot to turn it on.
God's thermal air conditioner, thermonuclear air conditioner for the planet. That's great.
Yep.
That's hilarious. All right, my friend, here we go. Which disciple did Jesus see sitting under a fig tree?
You know, in the book of Philippians, it never talks about Philip.
Yes, but I'm looking for a friend who was sitting under a fig tree who said, Nazareth, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Who else said that?
I must have missed it then.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, you know we'll get you there. We're going to get you there.
I thought it was.
All right.
He's the same one that. Wasn't he the same one that spoke of not believing it till he saw it?
Nope. This would be the one that was sitting under a fig tree, kind of taking a nap, and then Jesus goes, in this dude, there is nothing false. This guy is just legit all the way. He never says anything. Rhymes with blamful. No, it doesn't really rhyme with that. Starts with an N.
Well, I mean, that was my first thought was Nathan.
Yep, Nathaniel. That's
Nathaniel.
It, though. Yeah, Nathaniel is the correct answer.
But for some reason, I thought that wasn't it.
No. Steven, you are so smart,
I'm totally wrong, and when I think I'm right, I'm wrong. When I think I'm wrong, I'm right.
Well, welcome to my world, brother.
That's
awesome.
What better experience can you come out of reading the scriptures than to be totally confused when you're done with it?
What I love about it, this is one thing I love about when these things happen on the show. The next time somebody says to you, which disciple is sitting under a fig tree, you'll go, Nathaniel. It was Nathaniel. Just like, it'll be almost like fervent. You know what I'm saying? It'll be like, you're so ready for it. That's all right, brother. You are a 99.5 percenter in your thing, so you're doing just fine. Trust me.
All right. You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Which, don't you guys, I love that. Right? I love that. Okay? This is too much fun. Okay. Isaiah 59, verse 4. I'm going to teach this. I have to teach this. I'm just got to, especially because we had something happen yesterday, and I'm going to comment to it indirectly, okay? Isaiah chapter 59, verse 4, okay? So if you're looking for one that you really want to catch, listen to this. Isaiah 59, 4, no one makes claims justly. No one pleads honestly. They trust in empty and worthless words. They conceive trouble and give birth to iniquity. Yikes. These are groups that make proclamations that their words are worthless, and they conceive, or they give birth, or they impregnate trouble. What does that mean? It means they create trouble. And they then give birth to sin in their attitudes and dispositions. What are you talking about? Well, just to be honest, like BLM, Earth Firsters, Secular Progressives, LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, Southern Poverty Law Center, GLAAD, a lot of these groups are just full of worthless words, and they conceive trouble. They seed the trouble so it gives birth to iniquity. And some of these same groups have determined that everybody who is a conservative Christian is wicked. It's just like you're going, wow, talk about losing it. And so my point in bringing this up is for you and I to understand that human wrath and human judgment is often tainted with a high level of sinfulness. And you and I have got to be aware that people that make claims that this is unjust are sometimes just blowing hot air into the wind. And you know what you do? Get ready, ready, ready? I'm going to give you something you haven't heard before. You do nothing because it doesn't matter. And here's why. Because you want to, oh, that person's so wrong. I got to go on the social network and tell them, or social media, and tell them how wrong they are. No, you don't. You know what you do? You don't let it stick to you. Remember that old game when we were growing up? Okay. I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say bad at me bounces off me and comes back and sticks to you. Remember that game? Because it doesn't stick to you, right? That was kind of where that came from. You don't let the things that are spoken or said become a part of your thinking, your process, and your existence. You know, when they insult you, I understand, but you don't allow that. It's one of the things that I was doing in my study in Timothy, where it says, don't let anyone despise your youth. You know how you don't let somebody despise your youth is you don't give them the power to do so. You know how you don't let somebody tag you as a certain thing or a certain way? You know what you do? You don't give them the power to tag you that way. God can tag you. That's different. Why? He's perfect. He tags you, you own it. Okay? You're not getting out of that one. But there are people that make claims against you as a Christian. And this is, people get mad at me when I say this. Like, well, no, the church is going to deliver from all this stuff. Well, the church isn't being delivered from this right now, today. So in the meantime, we have to take positions, or we have to know how to handle it. And here's how you handle it. You don't give it power. It doesn't have to own you. If you don't give it life, it doesn't have to destroy you. You know that those echoes of you being a lousy parent, child, son, daughter, friend, all this stuff has more power when you hear it and you soak it in and you make it a part of you. Hey, here's an idea. Don't. If the devil is the accuser of the brethren, and he is, and if you come on Sunday, you're going to find out a lot of things about that, then those accusations need to be muffled, not absorbed. You know what kind of skin you have to have in order to do that? Or you got to have thick skin. No, you don't. You have to have Jesus skin. And because you believe, you do. So, yeah, it doesn't matter unless God's backing it up. Man's accusations are about as powerful as you let them be. Uh-oh. That's good. There's no getting around that. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family trauma specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. Until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finish my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your triv question. Where was Jesus baptized? What river? Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, for those who are trying to figure out where was Jesus baptized. Matthew 3, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I've mentioned this hint before. I'll give it to you once again. Go to the movie theater. You buy these kind of almonds at a movie theater. Same word. That's all I'm going to do. When my dad first took me to a movie theater, that's what we got. Okay? All right. That's your triv question. Where was Jesus baptized? What river was it? Okay. All right. There you go. I'm going to give you the number, and then we're going to get into this teach because I want to do this Zephaniah thing, because we don't get to do Zephaniah very often. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Where was Jesus baptized? What river? If you think you know, reach out to us and tell us. In the meantime, I want to do this teaching out of Zephaniah. You guys got that? Zephaniah. Z-E-P-H-A-N-I-A-H. Zephaniah. It's not Zechariah. It's Zephaniah. Okay? I just want to make sure we get that. Here we go. This is a really cool little teach. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3 says this. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. No! Wowzer! I call this the three seeks of Zephaniah. First, we're supposed to seek the Lord. Next, we're supposed to seek righteousness. Third, we're supposed to seek humility. So the first thing, it doesn't seem overly complex, and that is you seek the Lord. Oh, got that. The righteousness part, seek righteousness. Remember that that righteousness is both the righteousness that is granted to you plus a walk of righteousness. It's not one or the other. It's all, most scriptures are inclusive. They're very rarely do they split it apart the way that people try to for a sermon. The truth of the matter is when you're seeking righteousness, you're seeking the righteousness of God, and then you're seeking that same righteousness to reflect on you and so that you can walk in that. And then seek humility. And you know, it's funny because you would just think, well, being humble, that's easy. No, it's not. You have to seek it. But the real question is this, and I'm just going to lay it out before you. How? How do you seek? Not how do you seek the Lord? How do you seek righteousness? How do you seek humility? How do you do it? Like, that sounds great, Dave, but what do you do? How do you do it? How do you go about that? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. How do you do it? Ready? Okay, right, because there's an answer. Of course there's an answer. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on things that are above, not on things of the earth. To seek something is to set your mind to it. It tells you, it's right there. It's right there. You set your mind to it. In other words, you're thinking, wait a minute, what are you trying to say, Dave? I mean, is this a mind game? Look, I'm just being honest. Armageddon likely going to be as literal and expansive as one could possibly imagine. But right now, Armageddon's taking place between your left and right ear. There's the battle of evil and the powers of evil and the power of good, and they're fighting for the territory that's in your brain. And here's the truth. The truth is, if we set our minds on the things that are above, exactly what the scripture says, if we set our mind on things that are not on earth, then we are indeed seeking that. So if we, this is why you hear me say a lot, if we fill our minds with all of the worldly stuff, it becomes really hard to seek anything that's the godly stuff. That's just the truth. It's like, wow. Wait. We're not done. Hold on. Then in Zephaniah, we're still in Zephaniah? Yeah, still in Zephaniah. Chapter 3, so go over one chapter. And verse 17, it says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. So the Lord gives this command in Zephaniah 2:3, and in Zephaniah 2:3, he's like, seek the Lord, seek his righteousness, and seek humility. Set your mind to the Lord. Set your mind to walking in righteousness. Set your mind to walking in humility. And in doing that, and it's Colossians 3, 1 through 2 that tells us how to do that. It's like you see how to seek something. You set your mind on it. Then the Lord responds by saying, if you do these things, if you follow this way, if you walk in this pathway, the Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He's mighty to save. He will take great delight in you, and he will, oh, this is so good, quiet you with his love. And he will rejoice over you with singing. Has anybody ever told you that God sings over you? God sings over you. How about that? Is that powerful? So in this response that Zephaniah is communicating, seek, the Lord responds by saying, look, the Lord your God is with you. He's not against you. He's with you. He loves you.
And let's just be honest about this. When it says he loves you, he loves you. He takes great delight in you. So just so we can separate that, he loves me. He loves me, but does he like me? Yes, he likes you. You wouldn't spend eternity with somebody you didn't like. And God loves you, and he likes you. And he's mighty to save. Now, don't tell me this isn't just the hottest thing in the world. And he will quiet you with his love. See, because of all those other things that we set our minds to, he needs to quiet us. And so if we seek first him, if we seek his righteousness, if we seek humility, he will quiet us with his love and make it good. You'd be like, ooh, that's okay. That's all right. And then just to add on, because it's really hard to, he will rejoice over you with singing. So he quiets us with his love, which, by the way, if you go into his presence and don't say anything, you might be amazed that there's a connection there, that in the stillness, be still and know that I am God, you might even figure out that God might be singing over you. Not so much he loves you. Right? Do you know what that's like? When you're just like singing about something and you just love it? Only when God does it, it's perfect. And quite frankly, it's not out of tune. Well, I'm just being honest. Okay. What? Did you like that?
That was beautiful, Dave. You know, reading that and hearing you teach that makes me think about just the humility is in part of just examining yourself and really seeking God. Yep. Like, you have to really examine yourself in it as well.
You got to follow into it. You got to go into it. You can't just some things you can get by touch. Humility isn't one of them. You got to really pursue it. Where was Jesus baptized? What river? The answer is Jordan. The hint, by the way, when you go to the movie theater, what kind of almonds do they serve there? Jordan almonds. Hello. That's right. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take our – yeah, I'm having fun. You have to forgive me. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Like any person searching for answers, I, too, have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for your next trivia question. I might have to give you a little bit of help here, okay? Just a little bit on this trivia question. Maybe not. Whom did Jesus call, specifically a group, whom did Jesus call the generation of vipers? And we're not talking about window vipers, okay? Talking about vipers, okay? I'm here to wash your windows. No, not that one. Who did Jesus call the generation of vipers? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email. Let me make sure that's working. Email david@hemustincrease.org. We're also going to send you up to the website, and I can share a lot of things with you. I do have somebody calling in, so we'll pick up that call. And then what we're going to do is we'll send you the website. Let me just say this before you get to the website, because this is kind of important. That is, if you are in a position to help financially, that would be awesome. If you're not, do not, never stress about that. Me asking people to give is not me trying to put pressure on you. It's just me communicating, hey, this is what we got going on. This is what's taking place. So let me send you up to the website. On the website, it's a place to give, plus tells you how to give outside of using the website, even though it's 100% safe and secure. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
Yeah, that's what I said. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? You got to turn your radio down.
Hey, David, it's Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jay. What's happening, bro?
Oh, just hot out here in Roanoke today.
it's hot out today. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it was yesterday.
That's right. So. And 1 or 2 degrees makes a bigger difference than people will say. It's like, oh, no, you can tell. If it's 97,
it really
you know
will,
it's not 101.
I think we're going to have a blessing of 90s next week.
Oh, so. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds so funny.
Yeah, won't that be great?
Yes. That would be awesome.
He's good. It's kind of like you were talking about a while ago. He just kind of lets us know, hey, I'm in control.
That's right.
Stuff.
He's got it covered. That's exactly.
I'm gonna let y'all suffer a little bit just to understand that I can knock it back 5 degrees and make you think it's fall. You know
how I see it, Jay, is God's like, you think this is hot anyway?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, my brother.
I think I don't remember the word generation.
Okay.
But I do remember a time he called the Pharisees a brood of vipers.
That is correct, Amundo!
Oh.
Generation, brood, any of those would have been good, but they were the vipers. And that, just so that everybody knows, that's not a compliment. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that is not Jesus going, hey, I really like you guys. You're like a brood of vipers. Anyway, that is like a pretty good insult right there. But that's what they were like. So he called it the way it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, calling somebody a snake.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He didn't say they were a snake. He said they were a whole brood of snakes, like you saw in the Indiana Jones
movie.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And here in Matthew 23, he calls them vipers and snakes. He just like, you're just covering everybody. It's like, wow.
Yeah, and when you go back to Adam, he cursed the snake and said, because of what you did with Eve, you're cursed to crawl on your belly the rest of your life. I mean, you can't, I don't know anything lower, technically. You can call somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
That's about as low as you can go at that time. And that's, boy, that's pretty low right there. Excellent job, though, brother. Excellent job. And I know people need to be praying for Jay. He's got a lot going on. In fact, let me pray over you real quickly, but I want people to be praying for him, especially over the weekend. He's got some things he needs.
I'm going to pull over and take my hat off and listen and pray with you.
Okay. You ready, brother? You tell me when you're ready. We'll pray over you. All right. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother, Jay. We know he's going through a tough time. Got a lot of stuff hanging on him. Got a lot of stuff hurting him. And we get that. All of us have not only gone through it, but, you know, we've been in all sides of it, the beginning, the middle, the end, and the recyclical kind of process of it. And what we're asking for him is for a season of grace, that there can be a breaking of not just the bondages, but the discouragements that have come against him of late. We ask you to lift him up into a new place and put his feet upon a rock and put a new song in his mouth, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray this with faith, believing you'll do even more, abundantly above all that we ask or think, unto the glory that you deserve and that we appreciate about you so much. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Oh, David, thank you so much. Every time I wake up now, I'm going to be expecting it. Thank you very, very much.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless your listeners. And know that y'all are prayed for by one guy out here every day.
Appreciate that, brother.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to do – now, this next teaching I got coming up, I got to do history, okay? But it's short, okay? All right. So I'm just saying. So – but this next teaching, it's not short. So let's do history. Let's do history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right, only a couple things I really choose to mention today. Today is Meteor Day. Okay, was that a sneeze?
That was a little throaty thingy. Didn't know the
like one of those.
One of those days. Okay. You're not supposed to hear that.
Okay, I heard it. Okay. today is also 1967 on this day. The first Nathan's hot dog eating contest took place.
Wow.
I think that's still happening.
In the 30s?
Yeah. No, 1967.
Okay, 60s. Okay.
1967. And then the other thing I want to say is, listen, 1953. Some people might think this is cool, but the first Corvette rolled off into production. The Corvette, the original price on the Corvette, $3,498.
That may be about the price of the monthly payment now.
That's probably a good guess. Especially the last one they got, it's like $125 or something, just like crazy like that. I'm like looking at cars, it's like, here's a used Corvette for $112,000. I'm like, I could get a house for that. Get out, you know? Anyway, well, not much of a house, but hey, you do what you got to do. First Corvette today. Okay, there you go. All right, that's all for history because I want to get into the messagey thing. Okay, ready? this is the great part about this. You have to love me. You see, I'm your brother, so you have to love me. If I'm your enemy, you still have to love me. If I'm your friend, you have to love me. You have to love me. Get ready. The title of this DDD is not one that's going to make everybody happy, but here's the title of it. Thank God for the bad. Uh-oh. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And this is Paul writing. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. So there's three components there. I rejoice. I'm suffering. It's for you. Those are the three components. The bad that we go through, as we talked about a little earlier in the show, the bad is bad from our perspective. Okay? When Joseph was dumped by the bros, then he was, you know, not just dumped by the bros, sold, falsely accused, thrown in jail. This guy, I mean, he's done nothing the whole way through, right? Except he did have a dream. That's true. All of that, you could look at that and go, wow, that dude's suffering, that dude's suffering, that dude's suffering. All of that was so that the Lord would coordinate that Joseph can bring about the saving and the building and the saving and the preservation of a nation based on the promise he made to Abraham. Just think, what? Just think about Saul for a second, right? Who's just this bad guy doing all these bad things to all these people in the church. He's just terrifying everybody, just terrible, terrible, terrible. And yet the Lord turns around and uses that guy in such a powerful way, allowing him to go through the darker side so that when he got to the light would be that much brighter and he'd be that much more effective. Now, wait. Because I'm loaded with scripture on this. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. You know what Paul was referring to? Being thrown in jail. I'm just going to say this. If you go to jail for something you do, you get that. If you go to jail because you're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that could be a whole nother level, right? What Paul's saying in Philippians 1:12, what happened to me actually happened to serve to advance the gospel. You see, from his perspective as a human, it would be horrible. But from a divine perspective, it's advancing the gospel. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Thanks be to God, who always leads us triumphantly in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. Wherever you go and whatever you do, the Lord is using you as his cologne or as his perfume. That's what you'd say. Wait a minute. What are you trying to tell me? He will lead you triumphantly, you wherever you go. And the triumph, of to some degree, is that you are spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of God. And what about Ephesians 5:20? Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to thank God the Father for what? Everything. You tell me where it says every good thing. Doesn't. Everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we say thank you. Because in the name of Jesus, I know you're doing. How about 1 Thessalonians 5:18? We talk about it all the time. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What is the will of God for your life? Well, before you get to something specific, you better handle the general. And the general will of God for your life is to be thankful in all your circumstances. Wait. All right. Well, then we go into the Romans 8:28. We know that in all things, God works for the good, which is why you could be thankful for all things, for those who love him and those who have been called according to his purpose. But it feels bad. Okay. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So everything you can lay down and throw before the Lord, he can lay it right back down and throw it to you and say, my purposes are beyond your purposes and what I allow. And this goes all the way back to us talking about the image of God as a father, who as a father allows certain events in our lives, disciplining us with perfection for us to understand he does it for our benefit and he allows everything to take place for purposes that are beyond our sight. This is the book of Job. And so we need to look at these things and go, but it feels horrible. I'm sure, I have zero doubt. It feels, seems, appears, touches, processes, horrible, tough, difficult, frustrating. I have zero doubt about any of that. But from a divine perspective, there is something bigger taking place. And God only allows in your life what he knows will ultimately bring the benefit. Does that feel good in the beginning? No. Not always. Discipline, right? Discipline's like, ouch. I mean, when you get disciplined, it hurts, right? But all that discipline has purpose. Not human discipline, divine discipline. Always has, watch this. Divine discipline always has perfect purpose. Oh, that's just right there. Divine discipline always has perfect purpose. Now you got to write that down. That's good. Divine discipline always has perfect purpose.
One more time, Dave.
Divine discipline always has perfect purpose. That's, we should all be like going, ooh, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You have a purpose. You have all that suffering, perfect purpose. All that pain, perfect purpose. All that hurt, perfect purpose from a perfect God. You either believe he's God or not. And maybe you believe he is God, but you don't believe in the quality of God. Step up the game. Because he's perfect. All right, we take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm not going to do an overriding teaching that will make the Baptists or the Church of Christ proud, so neither one of you groups can be all excited about this because that's not the purpose of this. Here's where we're picking it up. As verse 34 ends, the eunuch asked Philip, what was Isaiah talking about, himself or someone else? Verse 35 from Acts chapter 9. Chapter 8 says, Philip began with the same scripture and then began to tell him about the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there is some water. Why can't I be baptized? So let's just stop right there. When Philip was explaining the gospel to the eunuch, he had to include the understandings or the teachings of baptism, or the eunuch never would have said, why can't I be baptized? He never would have said it, never would have come up, unless Philip had brought that information to light. In multiple translations, it then says, you can, Philip answered, if you believe with all your heart. And the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is often known as believer's baptism. Some texts will show this in the footnote. I disagree that it should be reduced to the footnote. I think it's a part of the text. I would not fellowship with you over that. I just think it is a part of the text because he asks a very pointed question. And in this exchange, Philip is giving a very pointed answer. So he's like, well, there's some water. I want to be baptized. I want to respond to the gospel. I want to say yes. And Philip responds by saying, you can. You can get baptized. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can be baptized. Now, why that's important is because this is the difference between many different groups about who can be baptized. Some people think, well, a child can be baptized. Yeah, but a child can't believe in Jesus, so then how can a child be baptized? That's the argument, okay? Those, again, those are not fellowship issues. Those are disagreements. You know, I spent 10 minutes talking about understanding who's got the Spirit of God and who doesn't have the Spirit of God. When you have a difference of application of Scripture, that person's not an evil person. They're not some kind of demonic whatever. They see something different than you. Okay. They're genuinely in a relationship with Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is what redeems us. They are acknowledging their heavenly Father, praying, Our Father who art thou in heaven. They drink of the same Holy Spirit. They come to a different conclusion. Yeah. What else is new? Does everybody think McDonald's is the best fast food? Are you kidding? There's only a few people.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770. Last trivia question. You got to be a little bit fast, not entirely fast, but a little bit fast. Where was Jesus when he rose or ascended into heaven? He was on a mount. What mount was it? Your only hint is that some people use this as a garnish for a drink. See, that's a really good hint. Come on. Right? Joanne and Cordelia got that right. It's a garnish for a drink. Notice I didn't say what drink. I just said it was a garnish for a drink. What's the mount the amount of... Don't tell me that's not a good hint. That was a good one. I'd have sat there and scratched my head until that hint. Then I would have been, oh, I know. All right. Anyway. So bottom line, if you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody who's calling in, but I do want to say this real quickly. Don't forget, this Sunday, live. It's not live Saturday. It's live Sunday morning. We're going to be doing, and I promise you this one thing. It is a unique message. That's all I'm going to say. It's not a concert that we're going to. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to strengthen, encourage, and bless one another. But I promise you, that information is on the website. Check it out. I hope to see some of you that I've never seen before and some of you that I've seen more than once.
You're not coming out in smoke, Dave?
No, I think the smoke machine and then the light thing behind it, we just decided, you know what, they wanted more than $1.50 for it, and they wanted about $3.50. And I said, nope, not doing it. So anyway, that's how that goes. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, brother.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, brother. How are you?
Good.
Good, all right.
And a happy Independence weekend.
Yes, thank you. And now you know we're going to be off on Monday and Tuesday. The studio's closed. So,
oh, my gosh, how are we going to breathe?
Oh, yeah. We're doing phenomenal replays. I went through and I picked them myself. They are excellent replays. And
if hey, how's your arm?
Go ahead. You ready to answer?
Sure.
Okay. When Jesus, where was Jesus when he rose into heaven? He was on the Mount of?
He was picking some olives.
That is correct, Amanda! A garnish with a drink. Olives. Yes, that would be correct.
Mount of Olives.
Oh, that's so good, brother. That's good. Hilarious.
So how are you feeling, brother? How's your arm?
My arm, I got a little, it's got tennis elbow, so I got a little brace on it right now, so D can tell you. It's a kind of a sleeve. And I'm just glad it's not something more serious because I was really playing lousy tennis anyway. So that was okay.
Oh, okay. I'll send you some racket, tennis racket.
I am throwing the ball for the dog with the wrong hand, and he's looking at me because I can't throw it as good.
Speak Jesus' balm of Gilead over your tennis elbow that it will be healed in Christ's name.
Amen. And I receive that, brother, and bless you in the Lord.
Bless you. And enjoy the Shabbat.
Okay, you too. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, now, wait, we only got like 3, 4, 5 minutes. Listen to this. I was trying to tell D, you can't plan this stuff. Just listen. Okay, you've heard the expression, God will give you, never give you more than you can handle. Just listen. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. I'm reading again. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Okay? No temptation to sin is without some form of escape. Guess what the ultimate answer and form of escape is? It's Jesus Christ. But what that doesn't mean is very important too. So when, and I've mentioned this before, when I was, the Lord had delivered me from drugs and I went over to a friend's house and the person started smoking pot right in front of me, I was trying to, you know, like, and I thought about this passage because I had read it. It's like, there's a way of escape. And I found the way of escape. It was the front door. I said, got to go by, walked out the front door and left. That was my way of escape. That's awesome. What it doesn't mean is that God will never give you more than you can handle. That doesn't say it. One thing is temptation. One thing is handle. In fact, the truth is oftentimes our situation is beyond us. We've been talking about this consistently throughout the show, that sometimes it's just like these things that happen. They just don't get it. And oh, what? It's just beyond our approach. Well, sometimes this happens so that the only thing that can change the circumstance is a miracle. And that's how God set it up, because that's what God wants to do. And then there can be no denial. You see, if it takes a miracle to get you out and you get out, God gets the glory. That you get that? Second Chronicles 20, verse 12. Our God will not will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. That's Jehoshaphat going, we can't do this. I can't do this. That is the exact opposite of he'll never give you more than you can handle. It's like the opposite direction. In fact, he will exactly give you more than you can handle, so you are completely dependent on him. His desire is for you and I to operate in a greater truth, a greater faith, and a greater surrender. So if we're going to get past the playing part of it, the truth is he won't give you more than you can endure with him. And sometimes the requirement of that is just an absolute surrender of all of it. So you sit there and you think, well, it's hard time, it's difficult, it's frustrating, it's irritating, it's all these things. And then, well, what is that for? So he can show his hand. And you're like going, well, and then I know what you're thinking. Well, can he show it faster? Don't lie. Just tell the truth. Can he speed it up? Okay? I mean, come on, molasses, let's go. And it's like, yeah, I get it. But God's timing is perfect. God's plan is perfect. God's discipline is perfect. His fatherhood is perfect. His purposes are perfect. Everything. It's like, oh. And sometimes it all comes down to it's all in your hands. And the response that Jehoshaphat gives, it's just brilliant from a theological point of view, especially when you consider Hebrews chapter 12, where it says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Here's what 2 Chronicles 20, 12 says. I already read it. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that's attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. That's the lesson. You can't, it's like, wow. Yeah. Maybe if we did that, we would do better. It's just a thought. I don't know. I could be crazy. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Won't be back live till Wednesday.
Wow.
Wow. But you can see us on Sunday. Lord bless you this weekend.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.